Hello and welcome to the program this morning. This is the day the Lord has made. We rejoice and we are glad in it. Thank you for tuning in. This is a beautiful day, and we are expectant to what the Spirit of the Lord has to do in our life. I trust that you've treated your body the way you should by giving it water. Water therapy. Water therapy is an advice from the Holy Spirit, and we're following that advice, and it's a wisdom way. And the best food you can ever give to your body is water. Thank you, kings and priests of the Most High God, for tuning in this morning. This is the beautiful day the Lord has made. We rejoice and we are glad in it. We're about to pray. I'm Edmund Sokwerede, and we are in for this wonderful ride of the Holy Spirit. Today, the Spirit of the Lord will continue to speak to us about His heart, will continue to speak to us about our experiences and what we're going through. And so, let's get into the flow of the Spirit as we pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. For the next few minutes, pray in the Spirit. La socre in shokanamana sadabadi. Vedo sekelida krutus sobajuket laman tarekesi ki produ saramahakama shate bukute muroboko momonsa kalabadi. Impredi ki sahula mahakama masarabadi. Mantekel kalabredi seke shokolo mamata manamasakari. Masheketi kelitaru sacre den shokora mateneka, samje kepok, madante predisikshi sikale hole de visikle inku salamama tabari. Meda dubra a taleko sokshi seke kala mama kabala mama kabayagari. Eki bok mujora mama kabale mokosere gedibra duze kekele momo koba bushalabadi. Ankale kose ket leka tostoje ke kala maman tama le produce ke le gidije ke kal kamra de so kabari. La ma kabade bo sheke le paya. Iki bo la manama sante produce ke ke jikale momon toba bala ma kabari. Ikale goze ke shtike lembrondoze ke njikala maman sakate bradise ke loko shokala maman tama le bade bradise ke le paragari. Ropa kapak mashanda maleman kupik mashishiki pok muzoda baguze ke jeke de bok munjen de bok musarabari. Reprate kozok shisi kere bena motorose ken chikal maman sana mahakabre de kusalabari. Menka le gdi sek shisi ke koro maman kamaraban tabari. Ekrato seke jikele gobono monso kolo mama sharabari. Like toko bora manama kama ma ankama le deshe ke le be la lava kapaye. Ikipora matama nembre dize ke shteke tengo loma akama rebre duse ke le feriso kra andama mama sharibar uke sokre e gidara mama sakari. Neif kabote me sheke ti ke rigiri kratoso ko jo te mamantava le gereski prato sakaya. Ma feresi ki bora matama rama sheke teko dusi ki re grandola ankama man te broduze ke le momo kobara aya. E feri se ki so kalaman tama limun shekere bayi. Neke palaman che teke li taru seke cheke le babari. Arama ki poko jore mente kredike dukla omo mokobara mamaka ba jente ke ditere sokshu si ke le bona mamarabari. E krado seke riba de moroma kama ma shantama le predu seke le katoko bola vademo mo shokoro pate mamakupa sarigiri. Predike sokshun sono mama kama le predise vantege jiko loma nomu kuboshik tenke di braduze ke no mama tame regisishe fredose mendere ke tombra akama la masharabari. Mante ke di crede soko jana maman saka le credise ci si ki karo mama share gre brende ze ke ji kero bo mo shantem bredise kero kradi sakala maman ganda gre ke sok she se ke le kala ba de bre ke intasane ma me kratu se ke le pako se jona na mahaka ye ye kore gezi ki le gleko so kono monon pra ankama la ma jeka di bisiva dubaya. Nafenduze ke leke duze ke shokolo maman kama de bredike sokshu siki pek muzon tomarama sakabalabade. Brendeg zikshi sokobora manama nema soke kendegla akamalabade. Sheke debro duze ke nemron dodo monomo soto monomo moshana macabre dize ke lekshu seke la panama devon tamahaya. E kalama shekele barera. Iki de brodoze kendibak mojin shandabak moshindibak mosala babalama kabaragari. Inki puk moshin inki buk moshin inka bat musola monongre iki paro ben dobra ankamarama shalaba de brodoze kekele brodoza kalamahaya. Iki bo shekere maman sakre I sabre iki bro danani iki pasuk shonzo bona mama kamana masarabade eke brodoze kekele momon shekele ki sarabandobre eki sara maman sharabade kere masek shisi ki gi brodo godomo nomo komo mo sharabadegere li brodoze kekele kafto momon sheke li brodoze kente marama kamare brodoze kele mama shana mama haya Eki pare ke so ke jeketi ke reme mende brede ziki sharo maman sana mama kabari. Eke li gradoze ke nenken tomo ro mama kama ma shara badigide. Ro prade ka sekshi ziki ri gradega zon gojo go no mo kore be ziki krado sara badi. Stare yourself up in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Nekera roskera. Leptombra anga takila la 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 ba sheke tekle ika pakcho ze bendombre enke para mama zante ga baregere. Limbra doze ke leke doze king jeke tek hara mamanze ke lekto ka mamanze ke li bradoze ke ni bradoze mana mashkari. Enke pale mane masoke enki bore nene ka sakala. Ye kale bo shade menki prodose ket leka tu set of randobra ankama jeka te kestosha. Stay yourself up in the Holy Spirit. Stay yourself up in the Holy Spirit. Lalo fra inske bro undega jo katama rama seker both and unpack the gazekishaya. In pradose ke tekra atharama janki kastasha kep mokombodo monofeki sageshka. Mase ket lega doze ket juki kalama kanedar kusokshans ebikmeki paro babade. Wherever you are listening from, stay yourself up in the Holy Ghost. E gradose men krataduse kababan shakala mamande bra akaya. Jakete lebo ne mefesi kare. Mendo bra ancha la mama seka juki kala momon sakala bade. Male kostoje ket lega dibra dike in soro maman kamara bashke te la koba lavade ba sole mengri hibaya. Ante ke shi ke la mon saka lega jike tengro uki paro masakare. Mante ke di pradoze ke leka tono momon ke pare nanesi ki ti kalo momon jeke le momo sara babaya. Nem broduga buk moshere momon sara maman kamaraba jeke le broduze ke le mamu saka labari. Eke re maman jande bredize kshi se ke bora mama kamare broduze ke le baba kamanama hikradoze. Nekere mamare kosale bohoshe. Renkale manze ki jikale mon taki radelo kusi. Bredo kole mongra ak tenze ksik chole in viki bola mante ledak le iski shoko lova le manza labade. Eki prodoze ke lemo mongana mama shere gre iki posara. Rateka zokola. Mandamba lebre dize ke liki shokoro maman kama raba zeke jikala bobo talabade. Zekeri taru maman sandele keshto kaban talabade. Ronteri si kradose ke loma mandama shikale bo kama rapasa karebo sekere paro sikira. Intekere ginja ke loktomo roba ma kama rama sekere baya. Eire produce ke lekunjuki tsukunjona maman kama raman sekere Banto bahaye. Ikalelo sekelema. Thank you, Father, for your presence. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Now, the number to send your prayer request or praise reports to is 814-790-8735. one. You can send it by WhatsApp, and that's quicker and that's faster than any other medium. You can send your praise report online. You can tweet your praise report to a Twitter ID at @tan_radio. You can tweet your reports, praise reports there, and we will begin to read your praise report. I have one praise report that is sent to us, wonderful praise report about how walk with the Lord and about what God is doing in her life in Love Embassy of All Nations. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Here, sister says, it's a little long praise report. Sister Priscilla says, praise the Lord, Pastor. I'm really shocked how the Holy Spirit is answering me through your messages for the past 2 days. I was pondering on how many Christians use the Word of God and then use the Lord also. Even I substitute these words for each other because I also have come from that family also. I plan to ask about it this weekend, but thanks to the Holy Spirit, He gave me the answer in the Bible study. You know, saints, if we really want to follow the Lord will answer us. He said in His Word, blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. It's not about me, it's about the Holy Spirit, exactly like sister was saying. So I continue the praise report. Also, for the past 1 month, especially after you told me to pray for the world, I think I messed up. I didn't pray properly. Well, that's your rating, but God rates your obedience also. I wanted to request you if you could take a class for me on how to pray, but due to my other queries or questions, I could not discuss about it. But what a surprise gift that the Holy Spirit led you to start a series on how to pray. Isn't that amazing, Pastor? It is amazing, sister. Last week I was pondering and meditating on what you exactly mean when you tell those who do not have the gift of tongues, pray in understanding yet in the Spirit. To pray using our mind, though you threw some light on this when I asked you, but I was unable to get the complete picture. Again, to my great surprise, Holy Spirit answered me through last week's PhD. I can go on and on, Pastor. Every time I listen to your messages, whether it's the current one or any of your previous recordings, Holy Spirit is in full force to clear my doubts. Amen and amen. It's in full force to clear my doubts. Yeah, your questions. I think you suppose you wanted to say your questions. And to prove again and again that Jesus is the master communicator, as you always say, praise the Lord, I'm truly experiencing supernaturals. Yes, indeed, you're experiencing supernatural, sister. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless the name of the Lord. Now, there's another praise report coming in here. I said we should not be believers who praise God only during the time of 7 days of praise. We should always praise Him when we come into His presence. So I'm going to read another praise report. Here's our daughter, Vasha. She says, praise the Lord, Pastor. God is good. This is good no matter what I face, but He was teaching me exactly how to pray. God is good, Pastor. Yes. God is good. God is teaching you how to pray. Amen. You know, it was a burden in my heart when we hear God's people pray. It was a burden in our hearts to teach on the series on prayer. And yesterday, the Spirit of the Lord met the requirement of our hearts to start a series. Actually, you are the ones making it a series. I didn't say it was a series, but that's okay, because I know I might not be able to finish the entire patterns and points and biblical prayer yesternight. Thank you, and God bless you. The very important change that we can have in our lives is spiritual change. So when people are sending in their praise report about how they are growing spiritually, it's a sign that the Spirit of God is with us. It's a sign that the Spirit of God is working among us. So wherever you are, we pray for you today that whatever your need may be, the Holy Spirit will meet you at the point of your need. Today, the Spirit of the Lord is talking to us about reconciliation. Reconciliation. Now, I'm going to take that word reconciliation from two perspectives. Number one, reconciliation where there is an existing problem. Where there is an existing problem. What do you mean by that? Among people, relationships, etc. We are anointed to bring reconciliation to families. We are anointed to bring reconciliation in relationship. We are anointed to bring reconciliation even between countries. God has anointed us that way. Now, in another phase of reconciliation, go ahead, let the praise keep coming in. I can see it bopping up in the phone. Let your praise report keep coming in, and I will read your praise report as I have the time to read it. Perhaps if I do not read it just immediately, if the praise reports are too many, I would read it tomorrow. No praise report will be left unread or undisclosed to the audience of the world. We will read every praise report. When we come to His presence, we come to His presence using the access of the gates of praise. And our praise report is very important. Keep the praise report coming in. Like I was saying, reconciliation. God has given us the ministry of reconciliation. And the ministry of reconciliation has two phases. One, reconciliation where there's an existing problem. Reconciliation where there is a relationship problem. God has given us the anointing to bring reconciliation. I see my brothers and sisters who've got long-time problems in their family. As a matter of fact, I need to tell you something so that to build your faith. Most of the times, the Spirit of the Lord tells me exactly what to share in fire meeting, like today. So I have a commission to bring reconciliation to your family. Whether you have been apart with your partner or spouse, whether emotionally you have been separated, the Spirit of the Lord placed in my heart to bring reconciliation. Sometimes He will give me a dream. Some other time He will speak the word before I get up 5 a.m. in the morning. He will speak the word into my ears. And today is just like that. The cloud is heavy. The presence of God is ready to bring reconciliation to your family. I read this scripture to you. And the scripture is taken from the book of 2nd Epistle to the Corinthians. In other words, 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, verse number 20. The Bible says, "Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. We represent Him. We are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God." Like I told you, the ministry of reconciliation that is given unto us is in two phases. I said, one, we can apply it into relationship, into family life, into whatever we have problem, we can apply it into it. I remember the time my dear lovely wife, I got to know I was going to get married to her. God revealed to us that we're going to get married. So when I got to know that, immediately I started to ask her certain very important questions. And one of those questions were about her relationship with her dad. Her dad, it's difficult to say blessed memory now because her dad wasn't really saved. And her dad had some issues with her for standing for the gospel. And thank God for a woman like her, she stood for the gospel. You know, people talk about no one is with me and they're persecuting me. But if we follow the Lord, the strength of God will make us stand for the gospel. So my dear lovely wife, she stood for the gospel and she was ejected out of her home. Her dad ejected her out of her home. Now, when that happened, it's not just about the dad, it's about darkness and light. You should understand that. It's not about the dad. A dad wouldn't hate his children, but when the spirit of darkness comes in, anybody will hate anybody. And so when the spirit of darkness was working in the life, in the family of my dear wife, there was this rip-off, you know, there was this disconnection. And she's got to stand for the gospel. The Lord Jesus said, if you try to protect your life, you would lose it. But if you lose your life for the gospel, you will find it. People who are trying to protect their career, protect their name, protect their, they would lose it. People try to obey their parents outside the word of God. When you obey your parents outside the word of God, you're not doing any good to the kingdom of God, neither you're doing any good to the word of God. You're actually disobeying the word of God. And whatever you're obeying them for is going to turn around and boomerang at you and hit you where you do not expect. So I told her, I said, what about your father? And she told me the whole thing. I said, you're going to go to your dad. You're going to go to your dad. You're going to ask him to forgive you. Whatever he may think you've done wrong, you're just going to ask him to forgive you. This morning, I am sending every one of you listening to me. The way I sent my lovely wife, she went, she said, I just wanted to obey you. I keep telling people that I didn't marry a woman. I married a heart. I was so attracted to a heart for the Lord. It so much impressed me that when it was revealed that we're going to get married, I was so happy because of that. Now, I say this to you. You might not be exactly like my dear wife, but I say this to you. If you only say, because the Lord said, I'm going to do it, if you do that with all your heart, you're going to have the benefit of reconciliation. When reconciliation comes, there is peace. When reconciliation comes, the enemy cannot argue anymore because you have done what the Lord said to do. The very important aspect of reconciliation is turning men from darkness to light. We are given that ministry as ambassadors of Jesus Christ. Wherever you're listening from, it's time to come back to the Lord. If you know that you have not been faithful to the Lord, you've not walked with the Lord, you've not been to the Lord, been with the Lord the way you should, this is the time. So I'm going to be praying for you also. Now, every other person listening to me, whether it is your younger brother, whether it is your younger sister, whether it's an elder, I'm sending you back to them. You've got to reconcile. Now, whether it's your dad, whether it's your mom, you know, sometimes in the name of certain things, we disagree with our loved ones and it's proper, it's fine, but you've got to go back. I see your families getting reconciled. I remember vividly when I woke up this morning from the bed, I remember the words that the Lord spoke to me in IPC. Some of you who are partners, the Lord showed me you're going to have children in this year's IPC. Some of you who are partners, the Lord showed me that you're going to be reconciled with your husband, with your wife, this year's IPC. And what I saw in IPC, while we were in the studio, myself and Prophetess Agape Okorode, while we were in the studio, what I saw people, situation changed in the next IPC. They were actually attending the next IPC in a changed status of their situation. My prayer for every one of you this morning is that the presence of God that you obey will honor you beyond your imagination. Father, thank you for your presence. And so the Bible says he's given us the ministry of reconciliation. In 2 Corinthians 5:20, it says, now then, we ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead. I am speaking in the place of Christ. We pray in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled with God. Now, in the book of Matthew chapter 5 verse 9, the Bible says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Now, it's your turn to reconcile. It's your turn to make good what God has spoken to you this morning. I am waiting for praise report. Let me tell you something. I am not guessing here. He showed me. They were fighting. I saw that. And I walked up and I said, how romantic this is. I told the couple, I said, how romantic this is. How could you call a fight romance? You know why? God calls those things that be not as though they were. In a fight, God showed me a romance. Then the couple looked at me and they both laughed. and truly they started to romance. God's word never fails. I'm sending each one of you, whether you have problem with your spouse or whether you have, I am using spouse as an example because I'm seeing before my eyes one of our dear sister. For so many years, she has walked alone. She stood alone. She's walked as a man. And she's such a wonderful woman. She's doing amazing things. You know, I can tell you something this morning. She gave a call to me a couple of months back and she told me, Pastor, when are we going to have finance convention? She actually instigated and reminded me of finance convention. That kind of a woman she is. A woman of faith and power. A woman of commitment to the gospel. Today, I speak to your life and everyone. As I speak, I see her. I speak the reconciliation. The cloud is set. God's presence is shining. It's time you go, you reconcile, you ask, you make peace with your loved one, you make peace with your spouse. This is the day the Lord has made and we rejoice and we're glad in it. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. I'll read one or two praise reports and then we will pray this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to His name forevermore. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, there's a praise here. It says, praise the Lord, Pastor. Ezekiel Jabez is turning 4 for today. I thank God for everything. Praise the Lord. He's 4 years old, 4 years young today. Ezekiel Jabez, I pray for you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. According to your name. You will stand strong for the Lord. Among your peers, you will grow to be very strong. You will have strong expressions. The love of God is founded in your life. May you bring reconciliation to your family, peace to your family, the next direction to your family, new life to your family, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ezekiel Jabez, happy birthday to you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, I pray for the kings and priests of the Most High God who are connected over the radio right now, everywhere around the world. Right now, you are giving us the word of reconciliation this morning, and I send them with that mighty anointing of the Holy Spirit. Reconciliation, reconciliation, reconciliation. In the name of Jesus, let there be shalom. Let there be understanding among spouses. I curse every evil spirit that have been separating them, ripping them of their joy and love. I command you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, come out. Get out from their family. Let there be understanding. Let there be joy. Let there be peace. In Jesus Christ's name. Right now, the time has come. The cloud of God's Spirit is moving. Now every situation must move. Every separation must move. Every misunderstanding must move. Let there be light in Jesus Christ's name. Every evil dream, I resent you, I command you, I resist you. From God's people, get out. Be gone in Jesus Christ's name. Get out from here. You have no place here and you have no part here with God's people. Let there be healing in your body. I command your body to respond to the word of God right now. Shake, move, respond to the word of God in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Amen and amen. I have a very beautiful song to celebrate every one of you today. And that song is titled, I Got Zoe Inside of Me by L.I.J. But before I go, I have this meditation verse to read for you. And that's the book of Colossians chapter 2 verse 9 and 10. For in Him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in Him, who is the head of all principality and power. I want you to enjoy this beautiful song. I got Zoe inside of me. L-I-J. I'll see you tomorrow. Use these anointed words to cause changes in your life. See you tomorrow.
I'm a temple built with walls, walls of salvation, walls of salvation. I'm a city, city of God, with gates of praises, with gates of praises. I'm a spirit, no door is closed to me. I'm reaching the nations, I'm the nation's solution. I'm a king, you're a queen. In my kingdom there's darkness, no sickness, no darkness. No sickness, no darkness. I can't stay. Who's that man? Who's that man who says there's no God? Take a look at me, and you will see that I got the way inside of me.
Conscious of this life that we have. Zoe. Zoe.
Yeah. I speak a language. It's called speaking in tongues. The language of champions. The language of champions. You're a tree planted by the streams. Streams of living water. That's why you ought not to falter. You're his son, you're his daughter. You can't stay. Who's that man? Who's that man who says there's no God? Tell him, look at me, look at me. And you will see I got the way inside of me.
partnership is what made the Bible what it is.
Thank you for standing with us, praying for us, and supporting us. Together we are ministering God's love in a hurting world. Teach All Nations Radio.